Beer of your small condom exceedingly valid to make your concerns and revolution, but I will also join in our cordish. Quick places, and answer. Places to be a muscle, the beer of your small. The Gemara is, how do you know Tashbisu is on Yom Yud valid? And the Gemara brings two shachar. Over here, the Gemara brings some Dveir of Yishmal, Sinu Yudalich, Nikarishim. That's one mach. In the Hemshech, the Gemara brings from Dveir of Yishmal, Leshishchad al Chomitz Dam Zifri. Fractasis, it's a stira. How did Rav Yishmal answer the question? Did he answer the question because Sinu Yudalich, Nikarishim? Or did he answer the question, Loisishchad al Chomitz Dam Zifri? Which one did he answer? That's what Tosfos asks. As the Magine Shloimeh says, that Rashi answers the question. Rashi, Divrei Amasel, Rishon Divrei Ikara Machma, which is the next teretz of the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rashi says, Bilav Rumya Dekra Agadi, without a steer in the psukim, you could answer Rishon Demeyikara Mashma. Mashma, that Tanad Veir of Yishmal was going with the Rumya Dekra Agadi. Meaning that only Reb Nachman by Yitzchak is being Machadish without the steer of the psukim, my teretz is in teretz. But the Tanad Veir of Yishmal is going with the stira in the psukim. What's the pshat? Because he explains that Tanit Dvei Rav Yishmal, okay, Matsinu Arba Aser Yud Dalid, which is called Rishit, but it's not Mukrach. Mehechetesi to learn that way. As Bishleim, if you have a stira in the psukim anyway. As then, that's the teretz, Matsinu Yudalit Shenikur Rishit. But if there wouldn't be a stira in the psukim, it's not a reason on its own to say Yom Rishit means Yudalit. And the Nemuki Griv adds a very nice deed like the Magine Shloimeh. He says there's a shinui, the Lashon of Tana Dvei Reb Yishmal, Matsinu Yudalit Shenikur Rishit. We found it. Doesn't mean it always has to be that way, but we found it once. The lashon of the next teretz is Rishon Demeikara Mashma. It's Mashma that way. That's the Pirish Hamila. Aye, so what's Reb Yishmal coming to add when he says Matsinu Yudalit Shenikur Rishon? He was bothered with a question. Okay, there's a steer in the psukim, but how could you say the answer is Tashbisu is Yudalit? It says Tashbisu b'yoyim Rishin. As he knew the answer was there's a steer in the psukim, but it was bothering him. I hear there's a steer in the psukim, but how could you say Yom Rishin means Yudalit? Answered Reb Yishmal, Matsinu Yudalit Shenikur Rishin. As okay, if we want to answer the steer, we can answer Tashbisu means Yom Yudalit, because we found one time in the Torah that Rishon, Yudalit is called Rishon. So it's okay if we say Tashbisu B'yom Rishon means Yudalit. Ad Kan, the Magine Shloimeh. As Lefizeh comes out, there's really two questions. How do you know Tashbisu means Yudalit? Number one, Stam. Mechetesi, Yom Rishon is the first day of Yontif. As that the Gemara answers, because there's a stira to Baal Yirah. But now the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmal, is addressing another point. But still, how could you say Yudalit is Yom Rishon? What is the Yom Rishon of? It's not a Yom Rishon Bechlal, it's a middle of the month. Why is it a Yom Rishon? As that's what Tana Dvei Reb Yishmal, Matsinu Yudalit, Yudalit B'Nisan has a shame of Rishon. That's the Mahalat. Mugi Griv is, and it's Mefurish this way in Rashi Ala Torah. And that's the Yofi of the Teretz. He says in Rashi ala Torah, he says Rishon means Yudalit, the Tanad Vei Reb Yishmal, Matsinu Yudalit Shenikra Rishon, Vo'oy Loisishchad al Chomitz Dam Zivchi. Frek the Marsha, that Rashi is putting two mandiyamrim together. There's one teretz in the Gemara, teretz number two, Matzino Yudalet Shenikar Rishon, and then there's teretz number four, Loisushkel Al Chometz Tam Zichi. How could Rashi Ala Torah put the two of them together? It's two different terutzim. It's one teret, it's one Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's answer is that Loisishkan al Chometz al Dam Zivchi is a hechrich. But even if you have a hechrich, how does Yom Rishon mean Yodalit? Yom Rishon is Rishon Shel Yontif. Why is Yodalit called a Rishon? As that, the answer is that Yodalit is Nikra Rishon. Be Rishon ba'arba osa yoim lachoydish. But Maimar Musker, why is it called Yom Rishon Yodalit? It's the middle of the month, because it's the beginning of the Pesach Mahalach. On Yom Yodalit is Korban Pesach, as it's Yom Rishon to the whole Mahalach of Mitzvah Hayom Shel Pesach. As that's what it means, Matzino Yodalit Shenikra Rishon, because it's the Rishon of Mitzvah of Pesach. But the Korban is on Yom Rishon. As that was the Iker Chiddush, meaning, okay, I have a question. But how could I say it means Yodalit? Why is Yodalit called Rishon? Zakar of Yishmael, I found in the Torah, Yodalit is called Rishon. Zafizah, Rashi ala Torah is a Gavaldig Yigilim. Now, Rashi by Yos is learning the Stira of the Psukim. You could say either the Stira of the Psukim or Leisishkar al Chometz, whichever Teretz you go to. But all terutzim make the Rishmal too. That Yud Dalit could go on the Rishon. Thus is Mamish Averech Apshat, but Mamish Mosik Ma'oid, Ma'oyevei Apshat, Mamish Gishmat in Pshat. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yisak on the Rishon de Meikara Mashma. The word Rishon is Mashma before, meaning Rishon means first, or Mishon means before. As Rav Nachman by Yitzhak is Machadish, that Rishon de Meikara Mashma means before. It doesn't mean first, it means before. Gamakar Rishon Adam Tivole. Elamiyat of the Kachtam of Tambi Yerma Rishon, Achinami Rishon de Meikara Mashma, Shani Yosin Yusivis, Matam of Neashem Lekechem, Shavis Yomim, Mashvi, Shvi Lechag, Rishon, Rishon Lechag, Achinami Tzivak, Yerma Rishon, Tasbishu, Shavis Yomim, Matzis Tayechel, Imkain, Amakra, Rishon, Amelie. As the Gemara asks in the Arishin of Sukkis, then the Gemara asks first from the Arishin of Lekichas Lulav, then from the Arishin of Mikrai Kodesh, and then it is from another place of Mikrai Kodesh. Elahani Shloisha Arishin Mivoyle Lechabetani Reb Yishmal. Betani Dvei Reb Yishmal. B'schar shloisha rishon zocha l'shloisha rishon. Over there saying b'schar the mitzvah of Pesach, Sukkis, and Lulav zocha l'gimel rishon. Okay, ad kan the Gemara. So we'll see why these three mitzvahs get us the three schar that it gets. But before that, Tosis asks a pshat kasha on the Gemara. Taisis asks that how do you know that these three Rishons are coming to teach us Inyan Ischar, and our Rishon is coming to teach us Rishon means Yudalit? We should say the other way. Those Rishon means before Yontif. There's no mashmois from the Psukim. As why do we darshan one way, and why do we darshan the three the other way? Answers Taisis, because the other three are in the parsha of Mikroi Kodesh. As they all have a tzara shava, they were said in the same parsha. As we assume, all three of them have a common denominator. They were written for schar. Mashenkin, the one of Ashbaz's chametz, wasn't written in the parsha of Mikroi Kodesh. That's Tosfos's teretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz answers differently. The Rabbeinu Peretz says these yisaidus the gechilik between the mitzvahs. The other one are ikur mitzvahs hachag. It's a maisa, taking a lulav. Being Mikrai Kodesh of a Hashbasis Chametz is just getting rid of a problem. As therefore, it's not Mistaber that you would get the Iker Schar. Ad Kan, the Loshin of the Rabbeinu Peretz. L'chore the kivon of the Rabbeinu Peretz, like we saw in the Magen Shloima, that Hashbosis Sar is be'ikere iser esei, not a mitzvah esei. As it's not mistaber that you're going to get the schar. The schar is for the ikar mitzvahs of yontif. But getting rid of the problems, you don't get so much schar. Okay. The Gemara says, "Bishvus shalosh rishin, zahal shalosh rishin." Number one, "Wizaycha lahachar zarish al Esav," which is Amalek, which is the Golas we're now. The Binyan Beis Hamikdash Ulishmoy Shel Mashiach. The Zman of Mashiach, the Zman of Binyan Beis Hamikdash Lahakir Zara Shel Mashiach. Explains the Marsha, he asks over here, a very poshita pshat shaila on the Gemara. As I understand that it says three Rishins by this mitzvah, and it says three Rishins by these in Yanim. But why did the Torah do that? Why is it that the schar of these Rishonim are these Rishonim? What's the connection? There must be some connection that you zinka from this schar to these inyanim. As the Marsha explains, the mitzvah of Hashbosis Chametz on Pesach is the mitzvah, the Zohar says, Chametz Zu Yetzahara. As on Pesach is the time we could destroy the Yetzahara Shebeteichem. We could destroy the Koiches Hara. As when we destroy the Koiches Hara, we are Zoicha in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get rid of Zara Shel Amalek. There's Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, a Talmud of the Gra, that writes a very powerful Yisoyim. He says, the Shlita, the Goyim, is Tali in us. When we let the Tchunis HaGoyim be Shoyin on us, as that gives the Koyach of Shlita to the Goyim in the world. As Yishmael is the Midah of Znus. As when we're not Shomer Einayim, when we're not Shomer the Bris, as we give Koyach to Yishmael, who's the Klipa of Znus, to be Miskaber Ba'oilam. The klipa of Ritzicha, which is Nabavayish Pnei Chaveroi Berabim, killing people in a whole bunch of different ways, are Nichlal in this too. Sometimes killing a person is Lashon Hara. You destroy his reputation. You destroy his whole Mahus. When we do these Chatoyim, we give the Koyach to Esav and Amalek in the world. When we're misaking it, as then there's no longer a koyach to that klipa, and a meila, it's destroyed. As that's our avoid. Nos is the marsha in the first chelik. The second chelik, sukkis is the zman of binyan beis hamikdash, because sukkis is keneged anane kovet, hashrosh shechina. We go to the sukkah, we want to be together with the shechina. As v'scharzeh v'zoicha to binyan beis hamikdash. Lulav is keneged Yemois HaMashiach. Mitzarech Bil. What in the world is the shaykhis of Lulav to Yemois HaMashiach? We're all going to go with a stick, this like salute Mashiach. Come with the like, what Makeshel Lulav to Yemois HaMashiach. Zot mi Marsha Gavaldig Yubshat. Because the mitzvah of lulav, it says, "V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem reikechem." It's the mitzvah the Torah says is simcha. Yemois HaMashiach is the simcha she'ein kamayu b'chol ha'olam. As when we do the mitzvah, "V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem reikechem," the scharis will be zeicha to get to Yemois HaMashiach to the simcha. Now there are stages of Yemois HaMashiach. The beginning is going to be shver. Yeah, doesn't mean once Mashiach comes, the party starts. Yeah, it takes time. But those who are zeicha to the Yemei HaSimcha of Yemois HaMashiach, ein kamo umoch Hashem dima me'al kol ponim. The simcha, it says, up and up and up. It goes higher and higher and higher. Yeah, and it doesn't stop. Yeah. Not like a yeshiva bachur by a chasnam. After a while, he poshit loses steam. He's got to rest. Yeah. Poshit, he keeps on going up and up and doesn't stop. Because that simcha lefnei Hashem, the schar is, that's the yisidus dika of Marsha on this Gemara, which has a lot of big yisaidis. Now let's come back to the Iker HaSugya of Tashbisu. We want to make a sikum of the different sugyas in Tashbisu. It's a very yisaidis, the Gesugya we had. We want to make a sikum and go over it to answer the shilas on the different sheets. Shita number one in Tashbisu is Shibis Taisis. Sai in the Taisis, Divri Amasa, with the rice of a bitul ba'alma, and Abdalid Amid Beis. Sai in the Taisis, Siksiv Ach B'yayim HaRish in Tashbisu. Taisis says the mitzvah Tashbisu is Le'acher Chatzois, Le'acher Zvani Suray. You cannot be Mekayim Tashbisu when it's not Usher. And we saw the Taisis are Rosh. The Taisis is not Mitzvah Tashbisu when it's Mutter to use it. Tashbisu is only La'acher Zmani Suray, La'acher Chatzai. Zotem Hashon, the Pnei Yeshua. There is a third Taisis, Yishitasa, Yud Beis Amid Beis. Taisis says the mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is La'acher Chatzai, not the Pnei Chatzai. As Taisis all over learns, Tashbisu is La'acher Chatzai. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah test. An interesting shaila on Taisis. It comes out according to Taisis, Bizman Hazeh, we will never be Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Because Chazal said that Bizman Sreifas Chometz is earlier than Chatzos. As Lefi Ar Minig of Bizman Hazeh, which Chazal didn't want us to keep the Chometz around, because Midrabanan is Osir Bachila Ba'na, as Chazal made, you are never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Where do you ever have a takanas hachamim where they took away a mitzvah daraisa? The mashal on shofar lulav on Shabbos they made exera. You don't do it, but you do it the rest of the years when yontif is not on Shabbos. But where do you have this that midrabanan we took away a mitzvah daraisa legamri and you never are going to be able to be mekayim? Zot the minchas chinuch. Vais the Chois, Tashbisu is not a Chiyav mitzvah, it's a Kiyav mitzvah. There are two kinds of mitzvah. There's a Chiyav mitzvah, you see a Kriya Shema, the Taira, the Sheikh Alulav, and then there's a Kiyav mitzvah, Sitzis. If you have a Begit of Dalet Kanfis, then you have a Kiyav mitzvah. He says Tashbisu is a Kiyav mitzvah. If you have Chometz, Tashbisu, but it's not a Chiyav mitzvah. I said it's not a Shaila. Chazal warned Mevato a Chiyav mitzvah. Chazal just made that there's no echetimsu for you to be Mekayim. That's the Minchas Chinuch. The Riva, the Erzeruah brings, therefore the Riva was makbid every year to save a piece of chametz till after Chatzos to burn it, to be Mekayim Shitas Taisis, that Tashbisu is Li'achar Chatzos. See, there's no Issa Shia Midrabanan. As he held the chametz till after Chatzos. Ay Chazal, the minig is not that way. That's for the Hamoin Am, because they're going to make a mistake. But for the big Sadiqim and Talmidei Chachamim, that they'll be careful, they could hold on to the chametz and do it and be Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay. That is Shitas Taisis. The Ramban and Rashi learn differently. They learn Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzos. The Makkah that Rashi holds Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzos is because Rashi holds Tashbisu is Betel. Betel is Koidim Chatzos. As you see, that Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzos. The Ramban says Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzos, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Frek Toysis on these sheepis. That the Gemara by us darshens ach cholak, that michatzi hayoyim ulahalon, the second part of the day is tashbisu, the first part of the day is not tashbisu. As how could Rashi hold the mitzvah tashbisu is koidim chatzos hayoyim? Harei ach cholak says the mitzvah tashbisu is b'seif hayoyim. As we saw one mahalach al pi the magine shloima. That the Magen Shloimeh says that the Iker Pasuk of Tashbisu is beer, that's Mechatzos Hayoyim Ve'Eilach, like Rashi says, Hamtanat Shiva. Aber Bittel is the Diyuk of the Pasuk, that could be before. That's one Mahalik of the Magen Shloimeh. Of the Magen Shloimeh says another Mahalik, from the Emes Ayin Pane Latreira. Zog the Magen Shloimeh another Mahalik, a Gorgish Mahalik. And this is a Mahalach Klapi the Ramban also. Zog de Magine Shloima, when we started the Sugya, we saw a big Yisoy, that Tashbisu is different from other mitzvahs. It has two angles. It's an Isser essay, and it's a mitzvah essay. It's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. That's why you make a bracha, Shaykh Shalom Yisayisa Nitzivanu, on the Indian of beer, because it's a mitzvah essay to be Mavar Chomet. It's a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. Vo'oid, it's an Isser essay. That's what the Gemara asks, Lefi Roy Rishonim. Chomitz Mishay Shal Sulamayla also, and the Gemara answers Tashbisu. As you see, Tashbisu is an Isser essay. I basay, Zogda Magini Shloima, if you look at Rashi, Ach Cholik goes on the Isser essay and not on the Mitzvah essay. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Ach Cholik teaches me, Mixes Ayoim Mutter, Mixes Ayoim Aser. As Acholik is only going on the Iser Shia Shabbai, but not on the Mitzvah's essay Levaroi. That's the Shita of Rashi and the Ramban. That's a whole new Knech, a whole new Mahalik Havana in Acholik. Tosis learns Acholik goes on every angle, as the Mitzvah's essay is also La'achachatzais. But Rashi learns it splits. The Iser essay is La'achachatzais. And the mitzvah's essay is before Chatzais. That's step number one. The Ramban adds a knech. Why does it split that way? Because being that it's also lishos la'achar Chatzais, as mestaber we say, the mitzvah's essay is before Chatzais, that you shouldn't have chametz on Chatzais. The fee you can answer a bon shayla that the minchas chinuch is on the Ramban. The Ramban, the way the Minchas Chinuch learns the Ramban, says the mitzvah Tashbisu is not a mitzvah bikum v'esei. The mitzvah is to make that it should be mushbis when Chatzais come. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore the Ramban says that Tashbisu says that when Pesach comes or the Zman or Iser comes, it should be mushbis. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, two shaydos from our Gemara. Gemara asks in the beginning, Lo Yira is a stira to Tashbisu. Because Lo Yira says you should be mashbisit before. Tashbisu says you should do it afterwards. Lefi the Ramban, what's the stira? Tashbisu is always kaidim. Tashbisu means when it comes Pesach, it should be mushbis and do it before. Shaila number one. Shaila number two, Rabbi Kiva in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva says that it can't be Tashbisu means Yontif because Avara is Tashbisu is Sreifa and Sreifa is Aser. That's how you're going to be Makayim Sreifa on Yontif. As must be, Tashbisu is not on Yontif. Frekta Minchas Chinuch Lefi the Ramban, what's the problem? Tashbisu is always before Yontif. Tashbisu means make that on Yontif. It should be mushbis. Tashbisu doesn't mean do ashfasa. Tashbisu means it should be mushbis. It should be mushbis on Yontif. Do it before. What's the question? You can't be seyrif it on Yontif? Who cares? The mitzvah of Tashbisu is it should be mushbis on Yontif. Do it before. That's the big shayla of the Minchas Chinuch on the Ramban. Of Lefi Zeh and the Haggois of Yisrael Zalman on the Ramban says this Teretz, there's a very Gishmaka Teretz. The Ramban that said that Tashbisu means mushbis and do before is only after Acholik. Of if there's no Acholik, the Ramban would not say it. And Rav Yisrael Zalman was Mechaven Biruach Kotchoi when the Chedushi Haran brings the Ramban. He says clearly, because it says Acholok, therefore we split the mitzvah's essay from the Iser essay. We say the mitzvah's essay before, and that it should be mushbis by Chatzos. And what's the Hezver? Because he's learning that Acholok is only on the Iser essay, but the mitzvah's essay is before. As we only split the mitzvah of being mashbis chametz from the Zman of the Iser Shia, if there's an Acholik which splits it the day be'etzah. A Belu Ye would say Tashbisu on Yontif, Avada, the Chiyav would be to be Mevarid on Yontif also. And the Oimik of the Shinui is the Minchas Chinuch learned that the Pshat in Tashbisu is it should be Mushpat. As he has to do it before Yontif. Aber lefi zeh, Tashbisu means destroy. It means kum ve'ese, destroy. And it means it should be mushpat. It's also an iser esek. As only if you have a chalik, you split the mitzvah from the iser esek. But if it's said on one day and there's no a chalik to split the day in half, you wouldn't do it. That's the kivun, the Das HaRamban, to the miyash of the grace of Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch. As Lamaise comes out, the Veld says over the Minchas Chinuch that the mitzvah Tashbisu, according to Ramban, is it should be mushpas. The emes is that pshat should be mushpas. Meaning the real pshat in the Ramban is Tashbisu is destroyed. But Tashbisu has a double angle. Tashbisu means do hashbasa and make that it should be mushbis by chatzos. And the Olam already tied it. Many of the Olam tied it. How could the Minchas Chinuch say Tashbisu means it should be mushbat? The word Tashbisu means do hashbasa. I had a very hard time with it. The Lashon doesn't fit. The Fiza, everyone is right. Tashbisu means do hashbasa. But Acholach tells you, do Hashbasa before, that it should be Mushbas on Chatzos. That's what the Acholach does. And Lamaisa, this comes out with a Nafgamina Ladina. The Marik says this clearly in Shoyrish Kuf Ayin Dalit. He brings the Arzaru of Hashem the Riva that waited to burn his Chametz after Chatzos. And he says, it's a big mistake. You're Mekayim the mitzvah if you destroy the chametz before chatzos, because the mitzvah is Acholak tells you make destroy your chametz that when chatzos comes it should be destroyed. He's mefurish. Tashbisu is bekum ve'esei according to Ramban. Tashbisu means destroy chametz. What is the mitzvah? Destroy chametz that when chatzos comes it should be destroyed. That is the mitzvah of Acholach. Zok there, if you get rid of your chametz, as when it comes chatzos, you get your kiyum mitzvah of Tashbisu, even according to the Ramban. You b'kayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu on chatzos. Zok the Marik, therefore you don't have to go to the store to buy a piece of lechem and burn it, because you're going to be m'kayim Tashbisu anyway. Everything you did to get rid of the chametz, that's a kiyum of Tashbisu. And when chatzos comes, the mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Marik, he's going to feed the Ramban. This is a gilui pshat in the Ramban. Okay. There's one more shita in the Indian of Tashbisu. Very mechudish the Geshita. Maybe you could pass a Rambam from the and Tzilchus Chametz Umatzah. It's in Zmanim. Oh. As the Rambam in Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam brings down the Mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Mitzvah's essay min ha-Torah v'hashbis ha-chametz k'ayim z'man iser ha-filosai sh'nemar b'yoyim ha-rishon Tashbisu sar v'ivotecha. P'i ha-shvu ha-lomdu sh'ha-rishon zeh u'yoyim arva osar. V'ray z'dobar l'shizkar al-chametz. Uma yeshbasu zu amura b'toyra shiyabatul ha-chometz b'liboy v'yachshavoy say ka'ofer v'yosem b'liboy she'ein v'shu say chometz k'lo. Koydim kol, the Rambam learns Tashbisu is bitul and not beer. The Rambam never brings down that Tashbisu is beer. He brings Tashbisu is only bitul. A whopping finish in the Rambam. Not like any of the Rishonim that we had until now. We saw the Ramban, the Ran, Rashi, Tashbisu is bitul ubiya. We saw in Taisis, Tashbisu is beer and not bittel. The Rambam is 360 the other way. Tashbisu is bittel and not beer. He doesn't bring down that Tashbisu is beer. L'choira, very tzarech beer from our sugya. In our sugya, we have kamarayas that Tashbisu is beer. L'frat shibis Rebbe Kiva, that Tashbisu is havara. You have to know how the Rambam answers it. Okay, that's Nekuda number one. Nekuda number two. Does Rashi hold like Rashi in the Ramban that Tashbisu is before Chatzais? Does Rashi hold like Tosis Tashbisu is after Chatzais? Mefurish in the Rambam that Koidim Zman Yisra Achilosoi, which the Rambam holds is Michatzais, is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And you don't have to be brilliant to figure it out. The Rambam holds Tashbisu is Bittel, so Zichr has got to be before Chatzais. As therefore the Rambam paskins, Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzais, because he holds his Bittel. As he learns like Rashi, just in Rashi, we doubled angled it. There's two parts of Tashbisu. There's the Havara part that could be afterwards. The Rambam is only Bittel and it's Koidim Chatzais. Okay, Nekuda number two. Nekuda number three in the Rambam is a very interesting Nekuda. What happens if Chas v'Sholom you find chametz on Pesach? Someone takes out their pocketbook, and an old pocketbook, and there's a nice piece of Reisman donut in there, l'chule. Someone opens up a back room. You have a house that has a lot of rooms, and you go into a back room and you find a nice piece of chametz there. Do you make, you have to be mefarish right away, do you make a bracha, asher kidushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al bi'ur chametz? Do you do a b'sreifa? Do you make a bracha? How do you do it? As hanhaga l'maisa, the poskim say, is the first thing is you flush it down the toilet. That's the beer bizman hazer, the most effective, quickest beer bizman hazer. Okay. But do you make a bracha? Of course not in the bathroom. Do you make a bracha when you're doing it? Dan's the Noide B'Yehuda, a very interesting shayla. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Lefi Agamara, only on your dalit? Because Rishon Demei Kara Mashma. Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu also on Pesach? Meaning, Lamaskanis HaGemara, the Gemara is darshaning that Tashbisu is on Yom Yudalit. What does that mean? It starts on Yudalit and it continues throughout the whole Pesach, or it's only on Yudalit. Now, Avad, it's also to have Chametz. Bal Yirah is Kol Zayin Yomim. But you have a mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Nafkamina, do you make a bracha? Shem Yishonim and Tzitzah Vitzivano, I'll be your Chametz. You're doing a mitzvah essay now of Tashbisu. Is there a din to do a dafka b'sreifa? Zog the night of Yehuda, that, you know, learning our Gemara, you could have thought it was only on Yudalit. Of the Zog the night of Yehuda, I have a clear raya from Taisus on Choftes on the days that Taisus holds the Mishnah of Tashbisu continues throughout the whole Pesach. Why? Because Taisus says that if you find Pesach, yet find chametz on Pesach. Tosis is talking about this here. You will play the Hegdish, and now the chametz becomes yours on Pesach. So you didn't find it in your house, but you will play it. Tosis says you don't get malchus if you leave the chametz, if it's daitai levaroi, because it's a lav hanutik le'esei. Shteid in Tosis that there is an essay in the middle of Pesach. Because even though the Gemara is darshaning that Tashbisu is on Yudalit, Rishon Demei Kara Mashma, it means it starts on Yudalit. But it continues all the way till the end of Pesach. And therefore, you are Makai in the midst of Tashbisu, and it's a lava nitigla essay, you won't get malchus. However, if you learn the Rambam is meduyik not that way. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Yom Yudalit, period. The Rambam doesn't say you have the mitzvah of Tashbisu the whole Pesach. We're in the Rambam, Mechidish and Pshat in our Gemara, The Rambam learns, we're all learning out that Tashkisu is on Yudalit only, and it doesn't continue after Yudalit. Laham is boinin ksas. Up a little bit. It's a double pashit. Because the Rambam holds Tashkisu is bitul, and you can't do bitul on Pesach. As the Rambam Lishitase that learns Tashbisu is bitul is gonna have to learn that Tashbisu is Koidin Pesach. The other Rishayim that learn Tashbisu is beer, you could do beer on Pesach. As you can learn, Tashbisu continues on to Pesach. But the Rambam Lishitase that learns Tashbisu is only bitul, he is going to learn that you have Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach. Lefizeh, let's go back to a Rambam, Erev Aleph, Halacha Gimel, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, if someone goes into the store and he is Koina Chometz on Pesach, he is Loike, Mishum Baal Yirah. Even though Baal Yirah is a lav she'ein ba maiseh, that's only when you're just holding chametz. But when you're buying chametz, then you get matzah. So someone goes to his local grocery, fried yid, and he buys chametz on Pesach, you give him malchus. Frick, the Mishnah Lemelech on the Rambam, it's a lav anitik le'eseh, mufurish gemara on daf sadik hey. That it's a lav hanitik la'esei, as how could you get malchus? Fiat varameilu, we have a poshet of mahalach to answer the Rambam. Over there is talking about chametz on Pesach. On Pesach there's only a lav of Yirah, there's no tashbisu. Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach. As on Pesach itself, it's not a lav anitik le'esei. As the Fi Advar Ma'elu, the Rambam himself answers it. We put the Noyd Yehuda together with the Rambam. Knak, we have a Gishmak in Torah. Al zeh nemar hagra chalevi salavetchik. In Hilchus Pesach, to come to answer this Rambam. That why is it not? And that's what he says. Because the Gemara on Sadik Yelit says it's a lav anitik le'esei, he's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that ain't bir chametz el sreifa, and the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that it says b'sasa b'chol davar, it's a iser essay and it's not a mitzvah essay. As we asked on Reb Chaim from our Gemara over here, it's mavur, it's a iser essay. Fin roi v'shoinim, void, it's a big chiddush that it changes the fear of Yehuda and the Chachamim. He says another thing. I said, how do we answer the Rambam? The best answer is the Rambam himself answers himself. The Rambam holds that the teretz on the Shaila is Mazur, not Gemara, because Tashbisu is only on Yom Yudalit. On Pesach, you don't have Mitzvah Tashbisu. So if you say on Pesach, it's not a lava nidig la'esei, therefore you get Malka. You don't get malchus if you don't do a ma'isa. It's a lav she'ein ba ma'isa. But if you do a ma'isa, you claim it, then you get full.
But isn't it right now like Rav Nachum just said? If I wasn't going to say,
why?
Rashi on Tzadik Hei.
Why?
There's lav nitik
la'esei. That Rashi on Tzadik Hei, it's a lie. Yes, not that. He learned it was nitik la'esei mishum de esef tashbisu. Yes. Okay. Astas is a little bit the Yanim of Tashbisu, which is a very Yisaitis of the Indian. Let's make a sikum of what we saw. Shitas Taisis, Tashbisu la'acher chatzos. Sreifa, beer, Tashbisu's acher chatzos. Shitas Rashi, Shitas Ramban, it's the mitzvah your makayim koidim chatzos. I acholik Taisis is, acholik's on the Isser, not on the mitzvah, or Tashbisu's a deer. Thus is be Yanim. Shitas Rambam, Tashbisu is Koidim Chatzais, but the Rambam has a whole new knech in Tashbisu Koidim Chatzais because it's going on Bittul. Tashbisu is Bittul and not the Fia. You know how the Rambam is Mistadil Kasugya? The Fizeh, we were Mazbir, the Rambam before, that holds it's not a Lav Hanitik Lesek, because Tashbisu is only Koidim. Va'oid Lamadnu chiddush and pshat is tashbisu only on Yom Yudalit the maskana, or is it the whole Pesach? The fakir of the night of Yehuda, he brings a raya from Pesach on Chof Tes on the Beis. It's the whole Pesach. The Rambam's nevur, not that. Okay, that's chelik rishon shel esrei. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn the sugya of leisiskat al chometz tam zivki, a little bit of a kachim b'di sugya. Ma'ya sugya, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.